2 Timothy 2:15 reads, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Study to show thyself approved unto God. Study. The whole foundation is built on plain study. There's a sevenfold meaning of the word study, and that is use speed, make an effort, be prompt, be earnest, give diligence, and endeavor. Use speed, A, means to hurry up and not let the cares of this life interrupt you or hinder you from getting to the Word of God and studying. B, make an effort. In other words, overcome difficulties. Effort means exertion of power, mental or physical. And a lot of times, it takes exactly that. We've got to put forth an effort not to let these little difficulties that come our ways that would cause us to worry and completely zap the life out of us, that would distract us from the Word of God, because that's our life source. Without the Word of God, we can't grow. Without the Word of God, we'll have no strength. The Word of God is our defense in the spiritual warfare. The Bible says we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places, against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. So it takes the Word of God, and it takes life in us to swallow up the death around us. We can't let the death swallow up the life in us. We've got to get more life in order to swallow up the death. So B, after use speed to overcome the cares of this life, B is to make an effort to overcome difficulties. Okay, C is to be prompt. In other words, quick to act as the occasion demands, without delay. Don't let something else come in. If God provides for you an occasion to study, He's left you there in the house, you're all by yourself, you've got your Bible, don't go pick up the phone and call someone just to talk, just to vain babble. Go to the Word of God. Study. God's given you an open door to be alone. Sometimes very difficult for people to get a moment to themselves, and we all should. We need to meditate upon the Word of God. So if God provides you an opportunity, we exercise. Use speed, make an effort, be prompt. D, be earnest. In other words, put your spirit into what you're doing. Shut out the door to other things. Put your whole spirit into it. Put your full concentration into the Word of God. Get your concordance out, your Strong's Concordance. There are other resources that can enable you to get the original Hebrew interpretation of the Old Testament and the original Greek interpretation of the New Testament. But we must learn to put our spirit, our entire spirit, and full concentration into what we're doing. E, give diligence. In other words, persistence. Be persistent. Don't let the things of this life hinder you. Be persistent in getting to the Word of God. And once you get to the Word of God, just because you don't understand it right at first, be persistent. Stop, pray, ask God to help you. Get into the Word of God. If you still seem to be hindered, pray again. Maybe there's something in your life that needs to be surrendered up before the Word of God can be opened up to you. You'll find out real quick that if you're angry with someone, that it will shut the door to the Word of God. There's no way in the world that you can get the revelation of the Word of God if you're harboring up hatred in your heart towards your brethren. You can read it for the face value, but far as the hidden revelation, the meat of the Word of God, there's no way. There is a price to be paid for the revelation of Jesus Christ. You'll find out that in the Old Testament tabernacle, the golden candlestick was made out of beaten gold. Okay, the candlestick represented wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The beaten gold represented the beaten humanity of Christ. The gold represented the divine side of Christ. So in other words, Jesus Christ was able to resurrect because he first died. And in order for us to get the resurrected word, we're going to have to die out to some things in our flesh in order to get the resurrected word. Okay, F, to endeavor. Striving when you don't feel like it. And there's a lot of times that we don't feel like getting in the Word of God. I know there's been times when God has allowed me an occasion to get in the Word of God, and I've done everything else. I've cleaned up the house or done something else, and where it lasted all day long, and there my time was completely used up to where I could have been in the Word of God. And the enemy will do this, be assured. And if the enemy doesn't do it, your old flesh is enough to keep you from getting in the Word of God. Our natures are contrary to the will of God. We must choose to get into the Word of God. We must choose Jesus. So G is to labor, which means quality, to toil before you teach. In other words, also to cry over the Word and allow a new luster to form on that pearl of truth. And when we cry tears of humility over the Word of God, God will form a new luster over that Word. It'll be like discovering the pearl of great price. And God will reveal more treasures and deep and hidden things in the Word of God to us that will change our life, that will cause us to better to go on for God, that will give us new zeal and new strength to go on for God. So number one, to study the Word of God is to use speed, make an effort, be prompt, be earnest, give diligence, endeavor, and labor. Number two, correct motive. Now we're breaking down 2 Timothy 2:15, which says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay. Number two is a correct motive. To show yourself approved means to be accepted after a test. So our motive for study is that we might go through a test. We study that we can have strength in order to go through some of the testings and trials that God puts our ways. And be assured that God will chastise us, and we will be tried in the fire, and we will have to be tested constantly. Our faith will be tested. And in order to be approved of God after a test, then we need to study in order to get the strength and the understanding to go through the trial. Always remember that understanding is half the battle. If you understand what you're going through, it doesn't make it near as hard to go through it. If you understand that God's putting you through it to test your faith and to burn out the old chaff and to help you to see what's in you so that you can confess it and so that God can change it, and then you'll be able to go through your trial or test much easier. But we study in order to go through a test. Amen. Third, not be ashamed. In other words, have confidence. Confidence before God without shame to do whatever he wants us to do. And also confidence before the world so that we can stand as a light that shines in darkness. Number four, the ability to rightly divide, to give word according to the need, to use a particular word or the particular word revelation for the particular situation. Divide means to get right word at the right time and situation. There's different word for different needs. We'll find out there's the water of the word when people are thirsty, and we don't beat them over the head with the word of God, but we give them the water of the word. There's the bread word when people are hungry. We don't take the sword word out and start swinging and cutting out things in the flesh through the word. There's the honey of the word when people are bitter, and even if they're wrong, the honey of the word will open their eyes. There's the fire of the word when people are cold and they need purging, and God is able to do this through the fire of the word of God. There's that cold, icy word when people are hot with anger, and the word of God just pours over them like cold, chilly waters, and it just causes them to cringe when they find out that if they're hot with anger and mad and unforgiving, that God won't forgive them if they don't forgive others. That's just the way it is. There's the sword word to cut, to root up. And there's the rock word to stand on when it seems like the whole bottom is completely dropped out. There's the wine of the word. It's joy when people are sad. They receive the tremendous joy of the word. And there's the law. And sometimes the law side of the word of God will cause people to turn from their evil ways and imaginations and to turn back to God. We also must learn to divide according to stature. Ourselves first, then others. Learning is an awakening of existing things of past, present, and future. Getting our eyes open. Learning is to remember. Hallelujah. Okay. We must be motivated, having a desire, an interest. We must give much attention to take heed and to concentrate, and also reaction, participate, taking notes. Your learning is equal to your reactions. Organization is good. Getting the main idea of your study. Comprehension, getting it quickened. Principle, going different ways to get the main principle of the word. Repetition is real important. Study 30 minutes February the 1st. Then February the 2nd, you need to review 15 minutes. And then February the 9th, review 10 minutes. And then let's say around March the 9th, you need to review about 5 minutes. Because the curve of forgetting, if you study, let's say, 1 hour, February the 1st, the curve of forgetting starts to descend very rapidly. And by March the 9th, you've completely forgotten what you learned. Unless you do like I said just a second ago, and that is to study 30 minutes the first day, second day 15, third day, or rather the 9th, 10 minutes, and then March the 9th, 5 minutes, and then you've got the thing. It becomes a part of you. 2 Corinthians 3, 1 through 3 says, "Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart." Praise God. We'll find out in Mark 4, 26 through 29 that the word of God comes first like a seed, then a blade, then the ear, and then the full ear. So study the word of God in order to grow. Study the word of God in order to go through a trial or a test. God is our strength, and he's made provisions for us to obtain strength. If only we'll utilize God's provisions for our weaponry and for our strength, then we'll be able to make it. We'll be able to go through anything